says work is never done. Nightfall, smoke on the water, darkness closes in. Cold white hell in the deep will drown you for your sins. It's a lifelong expedition, second guessing your decisions, trying to find out what's been missing. Hey, just keep on feeling.
How's it hanging, everybody? This is Hanging with Heavy, the podcast that I like to talk about what's going on in my life, a podcast that, you know, you haven't heard from in quite a while. And there's kind of a reason, there's actually a couple of reasons why I'm sitting down and recording this episode. First off, like I said, like I asked, how is it hanging? We're right here on the Trending Topics Network, you know, something that I've been on for, oh God, we've had the Trending Topics Network for a long time. So welcome. Welcome to the show. I have no idea exactly what we'll be covering, so I'm just going to be kind of shooting shit and talking, which I haven't feel like I haven't done in a while. So first off, why am I recording this episode? I used to love doing this show, but Wrestling Cheers became my life. It became like the number one show for me to do. And now, you know, it's just no time for like this show. So basically, the month of May, I already had recorded, did the beginning of the month. So I would give myself some time to just give myself a break from Wrestling Cheers. And then earlier this week, I got in my new Rodecaster, which is a new mixer for me doing podcast. And it's going to be just a fun thing to learn and all that kind of stuff. So this is actually the first thing I'm recording for, I'm recording on the Rodecaster, and it's kind of special because we are right around the time of my 9th anniversary of my very first podcast episode, first podcast recording I ever did. So 9 years ago, I started on the allwrestling.com Week in Review, which it's still around. It recently kind of made a comeback, but it's not the same show anymore. Now it's it went from being like that, and now it's the AEW Week in Review. So it's just it's different in a way. It changed who the host was and all that kind of fun stuff. So, you know, way back then, I started off just doing little segments, little bits on this show, because it was just a bunch of people who would send in clips and do podcasts. I mean, granted, that's what this show started off as, like a spinoff of the allwrestling.com Week in Review, where we sat down, like I had interviews and conversations with the callers of the show. And now, you know, it's not the same thing anymore. And this show and that show, so, you know, that's a format that died for this show. And then, you know, before turning into this being, my own little audio journal. So, started there, and then, you know, slowly but surely started my own stuff. My first official podcast was where I had some sort of ownership to it, was called NFL Easy Picks. Did that for a number of NFL seasons, where we talked about what was going on with our teams, and we'd pick winners for every single game going forward for that week. And it was fun. It was a fun little thing to do, but that also got so much for me. But we did it for, I forget how many seasons, might be like close to 5 seasons. Then I ended up starting the Ohio Indie Report, which was a spinoff of a show called the PKAH Indie Spectacular. And my segment was called the Ohio Report, or the Ohio Indie Report. And then the Ohio Indie Report had that for many years. So that's where we got into Wrestling Cheers. And, you know, through all of this, my setup has changed a lot. Most of that time was like a Logitech headset, a very cheap, I might've paid 30, 40, 50 bucks for it. And I liked it cause it was wireless. I could charge it up. I could, you know, be on live shows with it, and all that kind of stuff. The quality wasn't, you know, perfect, but I think at that time in the early, 2010s, that it, you know, it wasn't like, quality didn't seem to be that big of a deal, at least not to me. it was very hard to obtain the studio quality that you could get in some, you know, radio stations and podcasts of that ilk. But, you know, I had that, and then I ended up upgrading it, I think, in like 2015, I bought a better set of Logitech headset, or like 2016, right around 2015, 2016. And I know in 2016, I did get the Blue Snowball microphone that a friend of mine gave me. So I got that for free, actually. And I ended up keeping the Logitech headset for my headphones. And then I could use the microphone for the Blue Snowball as the microphone. So that was kind of like my little setup for a long time. And then in 2017, I got a Behringer mixer and a newer 700 NT 700, I think it might be, a microphone, which, I mean, budget wise that was about $150, I want to say, for both. It was, you know, it was okay. It did what it needed to do. I felt like I got some decent sound of it, and that's where I learned a lot of my editing and everything. So now I felt like I needed to make a step up. That's where I got the Rode NT1 microphone, and I got, oh, that's right, the newer wouldn't be the NT, or, and maybe it was NW700, but the Rode NT1 microphone, along with the Rodecaster mixer. And, you know, that's where I'm at right now. And I've, ever since I got it in like a couple days ago, I've just been wanting to play with it. I've been wanting to do stuff too. And that's why, you know, I'm able to actually use a soundboard, which is, it's kind of cool. It's something I've always wanted, but I don't know if I could actually use it as much as I'd want to. I've gone so many years without a soundboard. So, actually, when you heard the intro, that was the mixer coming out of the mixer. So I thought that was always really cool. I have other stuff on here. Like, I'm just gonna play a couple. So, like, if I make a bad joke, or if I think it's a good joke, or also the bad joke, go into a dream sequence. Or maybe it's scary. Yeah, so I got that little bit to play with now. So, yeah, that's what's been going on with that part of my life. Podcasting has been something I've been doing for a while. I'm so happy that I was able to record all of May in advance. Gives me a little break, kind of like a vacation, because I have a daily grind every week of sitting down and recording a podcast, which I'm not complaining. I love doing it, but at the end of the day, maybe I just like to come home and relax for a little while. So a couple weeks ago, I recorded 4 interviews in a day, on a Saturday, and then on a Sunday, I edited them all and had them all ready for the month. So I'm actually planning a lot for July and in June, or June and July, whatever you want to call it. I got like a bonus episode kind of planned. We're figuring that out. That isn't 100% confirmed, because, you know, things can change. So I won't know till that day whether we're still 100% good to go. So it's nothing I'm going to advertise, because that's something I think I've learned when it comes to podcasting, is you don't want to advertise something that hasn't been done. And, you know, I'm still learning a lot of lessons in podcasting, whether it be, you know, editing or equipment or all that kind of stuff. So I've tried my best. And if you know me, you might laugh, but if you know my history in podcasting, is I'm trying not to have so many burnt bridges. And I think one thing that I've learned over the past couple of years is to try to get out of my feelings. And I don't mean that in a, I don't know what way, but I always feel like that's kind of an insult. Like, I'll stay out of your feelings and everything. But I think sometimes I'm inside my own head too much. And I think things that might not be true. I don't go forward and just kind of like talking with people. I just make some assumptions and I go, all right, this is how it is, blah, 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 blah. And I don't want to say burnt some bridges, but you know, I've made some enemies, and I've worked on through my past, you know, handful of years of repairing those. And even after I've repaired one, like, maybe I create like another issue with somebody, and I'm working on that too. But a lot of it is, like I said, it's staying out of my feelings and just keeping track of what I'm doing, especially with Wrestling Cheers, because of how much that really means to me. It's a creative outlet. For those of you who don't know, I was in drama club when I was in high school, and I loved, absolutely loved Drama Club. It was a way for me to express myself and be funny and all this kind of stuff. And after high school, like, that kind of went away, like, that opportunity to do it. But I was always trying to find ways to get out and, like, really, really exercise that. There's, like, an episode of this I've been wanting to do for many years where I talk about an ex-girlfriend of mine because of the life that I lived during that time, because I never talked about her on the internet, because a lot of people within podcasting, I don't know if they might, like, if I crossed them, they would talk shit about her or whatnot. So I just always kept that as, like, well, you don't need to know about my personal life. So I've always wanted to sit down and talk to people about, or at least talk on this podcast about it. And I know something she said after we broke up, and I think one of them was, like, about me always, like, wanting to be liked and everything. And that's something I get. But I think, too, it was, like, there was this creative outlet that I was looking for. And I know she never liked that I was on, like, Xbox a lot. But to me, like, that was, like, a way for me to connect with people that I really, and I truly enjoyed it. And, you know, now I'm not playing Xbox as much, but I'm still the same person, because that translated into podcasting and making friends and planning all these kinds of things. And I get to open up Audacity, and I get to create these things that people will listen to. And some people love it. Some people might not like it as much. Some people might not like me as much. And I'm learning to deal with that. So, yeah, I know I've created some enemies, like, even the past, like, year or so, and I've worked hard to bury that and show that I'm better than that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to be perfect, and I'm going to create those issues. Sometimes I don't mean to, and it goes to, you know, about a year, almost 2 years ago, that I got into Mr. Rogers, and that led me down this path of trying to be more positive about life, but it's not going to be every day. It's, like, one of the hardest struggles I think I have in my life is to maintain good positivity and maintain just this positive mental attitude. You know, I have my days that I slip and fall. I have my days that I get really mad. I have days that I get online and probably say some shit. And I know that's something that, like, that's the worst thing about the internet. It's the worst thing about social media is that negativity. And I think a lot of people just don't realize it. You know, other things that have been going on in my life, that I haven't really got a chance to talk about, like, I talked about my mom passing away, and that's something I'm still dealing with. You know, last weekend was Mother's Day, and that's the second Mother's Day I've had to deal with. And I was gonna start a tradition where every year I would go to her church just on Mother's Day. And, like, that was my way of, basically being with her on that day. And with everything going on, like, I don't think the church was open, so I didn't go. And it kind of sucks, but I know on Sunday, what I did do on Mother's Day was I asked one of my best friends, like, you heard Bill Spork on here, I asked another friend of ours in our, or maybe what was our friendship group, it can get a little messy with some stuff, but I asked my one friend's mom, who's very much like a second mom to me. She's been a second mom to me for, God, close to 20 years. She was my boss at one point, and a great, great woman, but, you know, I spent many holidays over there, over at her house, whether it be Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, even some random events. And, you know, she became one of my many second mothers, but I think she's the one in my adult life that really stuck. So on Mother's Day, I asked her if she would do the mother-son dance with me at my reception. I mean, that's another thing that's happened since I've done an episode where I finally propose. I'm, you know, engaged. We're supposed to get married next October. And that's something I know we really need to really start working on. But yeah, going back to everything with my mom and, you know, being able to ask somebody to be there for my wedding day reception and to fill in for her. I mean, I cried and she cried. I think it's a very special thing. You know, it sucks that she's not, my mom won't be here. But, you know, that's the life we live, and that's how life is. But podcasting means, going back to that, means a lot to me. And it gives me a chance to express myself and do all these types of things. And I thank everybody for, if they ever get a chance to listen to this or whatever. Like I said, I'm still trying to make friends. Something that I've tried this year is, like, really, like, listen to more podcasts, and I want to support a lot more smaller podcasts than I do bigger podcasts. I mean, it's such a wide range, so it's hard to be like, well, well, I don't support big podcasts, but people are like, well, you listen to this podcast. Like, I don't like a lot of Conrad Thompson's podcast. It's nothing against him. I just think a lot of them are really long and they go really deep into nostalgia. And at the end of the day, I'm like, ah, I'm really good on that. But I do listen to some bigger type podcasts, but not necessarily on the Conrad level. I listen to the Major Wrestling Figure podcast, and I know that's a very popular one. You know, I'm a part of their Patreon, but, you know, I don't listen to, you know, the Fully Posable podcast, which is the same thing, but I should be listening to and paying attention to, because they are, you know, independent podcasters that are like me. But something I told them recently online is like, well, yeah, it's really hard to listen to somebody that you don't care about. Like, I heard about the Fully Posable podcast a long time ago, like before the Major Wrestling Figure podcast started. And I had kind of liked figure collecting growing up. I've always been a figure kid, like Darkwing Duck, Ghostbusters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, WWF, Hasbro's at the time, Captain Planet, like a whole bunch of figures. Toxic Crusaders, that's another one. I loved going down the figure aisle as a kid. And that's something I never got out of. I think even when I wasn't, you know, buying toys or figures, that I was still always like, hey, what do they got? What's going on here? A lot of the movie stuff, like, all right, what's coming out with Marvel? Like, what are the Marvel toys? And, when the Major Brothers, Matt Cardona and Brian Myers started up the podcast, I was kind of like, well, I like, at the time, Zack Ryder because of his YouTube show. And I liked, Brian Myers from when he was on the Independence and got to see him in Cleveland for AIW. So I thought he was really cool. So I'm like, all right, I really like these two. They're starting a podcast. So like that was what sucked me into them. And then that helped bring me back into collecting. Cause that's one thing about podcasting. It even comes down with like with wrestling chairs. Why does somebody want to hear me talk about AIW? I don't know. The only thing I say is I'm a local and maybe you get a better perspective from AIW listening to me. I don't know. So, I mean, yeah. As I just say a bunch of random words because I'm literally stuck on what I'm talking about. So, but I'm trying to get out there and listen to more local or more smaller podcasts and building relationships with some of them. You know, even over the past year, I've built a relationship with Off the Hop Rope podcast because Nick Stapp, formerly known as CPA, started wrestling in Cleveland for AIW, and I used to hear Smart Mark all the time. Well, he still is, like, on the Major Wrestling Figure podcast. So I was like, all right, cool. Like, let me learn more about what he's doing over here. And then slowly but surely, like, I got really, really sucked into that, and it caused me to buy more craft beer, which is something I don't, like, I like beer. I like alcohol. But because of my job and my genetics, like, I try not to drink a lot. And I don't like throwing up, too. So that's huge. So a lot of stuff going on in my life. You know, I think with this year, I was really trying to get my health in line. And it's something that I'm still kind of struggling with. Gyms now opening back up in Ohio at the end of the month. I think it was a good thing because this was the year that me and my fiance bought a year membership to our local gym, like for our city that we live in. Like there's one called the Cuyahoga Falls Natatorium. About a year past to that, and I felt like we were doing good when we first bought it. Like we bought it on the 11th of January, but I know some days like I'd be working a little bit later and all that kind of stuff, so I just stopped having as much time as I wanted for to work out. And you know, I think the last time I went was like the beginning of March. So there's probably like a 2-week gap before they closed and before I stopped going. And that's something I want to pick back up on big time because I'm just way too much. I'm a big fat fuck. I mean, that's where the name Heavyset came from. And yeah, just really want to lose some weight. Got to get really jump back on that horse big time. Be a little bit more active, you know, maybe with summer that'll help a lot out. That's one thing I felt like when January started, like it feels like a new year, but the weather doesn't match it. I mean, granted on this hemisphere that, you know, we don't have good weather during those months, but you know, I had a lot of ambition, but then just things happened to where I just not being able to go as much. And, am I making excuses a little bit, but I think, I can lose more and I want to get my health back in order. It's something that I, you know, it's a little horse that I struggle with, whether it be like some prescriptions that I need to be taking all the time and I miss from here and there. Like, I know I had a particular prescription I was off for like a year, but it was just because I couldn't afford it. Oh, and that can get into a whole different topic of jobs that I've had. It's something else I haven't got to talk about. All these different, you know, companies that I've jumped around from. A little over a year ago, I was working at Transport America. Great company. I loved it. We lost our contract there. And unfortunately, I was going to lose the job like in the summer. So I went and found another job. And that sent me to a company in Cleveland, or a company that had a terminal in Cleveland called Central States Trucking. And I was there for about 2 months. Long story short, I got fired because of my health. Not like I was discriminated against. To be a truck driver, you have to pass a medical evaluation, and you get a medical card on particular premises. Best you can do is get a 2-year card. Me being a diabetic, I can only get a 1-year card. And because of certain things of the place that they sent me to, they were only going to give me a 3-month card because they believed I could have sleep apnea. I didn't fall under the federal guidelines to get a 3-month card because I might have sleep apnea. I fell under theirs, which was a little bit stricter. And I'm like right in between both guidelines. So I ended up losing that job because they were like, well, you have to get a 1-year card. They wouldn't accept anything else. Like I said, they're 2 months. And then I was unemployed for 3 months, I want to say. Went for work for a company for a couple of weeks, ended up quitting there because it was really a bad company. Bad enough to where it didn't make it through 2019. It was closed by the end of the year. So I made a right decision. And then I quit there and went straight to I actually worked out of 1 week, but I went straight to another company where called Black Hawk Transport. And I've been there since the beginning of September, I want to say. But and then like with everything going on with the economy and the virus, like a lot of our loads have slowed down a little bit. So hopefully with everything opening back up, we'll get slowly but surely back into a busy work environment. So yeah, my work, it's just been like all that's been over really close to a year. And you know, it's just sucks. It's just absolutely fucking sucks. Other things I have going on in my life. I mean, I've picked up collecting a lot more, whether it be, you know, I'm still collecting a lot of my Ghostbusters stuff. I still have all their pop figures. Even they came out with ones last year, went out and bought them all. Trying to collect a lot of the Hasbro figures. Can't collect them all because I think the green cards will be a bitch. And then obviously there's the handful of like super rare stuff. The Rhythm and Blues, Greg and Hammer Valentine, Green Trunks, Macho. It's stuff that like Matt Cardona has, so I can't get that. I did buy myself a Winged Eagle championship belt. Just I had the opportunity, so I pulled the trigger on it. Trying to get a lot into more of the Ghostbusters stuff. I actually bought a lot of the uniform. I got to get it really cleaned up and everything. I need to get the name tags on the uniform, or name tag and the patches on the uniform, to be a little bit more legit. And then, like I said, it's just I want to lose weight. I think that's a lot of the update of what my life has been like over the past year. I did end up getting tested for sleep apnea, and I do have it. I mean, I've always kind of thought I did. So I have to actually soon call and try to schedule another sleep test to see what kind of mask that I need for a CPAP machine. So that kind of goes towards my health side of like getting all that, you know, squared away and everything. It's just been a crazy year and a half, and, you know, taking a little bit of time right now to talk and say, hey, this is what's going on in my life I hope has helped me a lot. I don't know if it's what's going to help you a lot, but it's just giving me a chance to sit down and talk to you, the listener, right here on the Trending Topics Network. Maybe we can get some more episodes of Old School with the Movies going. I know Old School wanted to stop doing the show, but I think me and Cart might keep the show going on, but we won't do like weekly. And if we do monthly, it's going to be a lot quicker. I think with this thing, actually, editing is going to be a lot easier for me. So we'll see how things go forward. Please, if you don't, because I understand, but listen to Wrestling Cheers, at least download it. There's people on this network And I'm not going to shoot, because like I said, I'm trying to be nice to people, but there's people on this network that I don't think give enough love. And shout out everybody on the network. I purposely don't mention the people that do, that don't, I mean, because like I don't think it's fair. I want everybody to put out good shit. I want this. If you don't listen to me, maybe you can listen to, like, some of my friends. Like, that's why I plug a lot of people on Wrestling Cheers that aren't from the Trending Topics Network. Like, every week you hear me, if you listen, you hear me talk about my friends. You know, I plug people that I like on the Trending Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Eurovision Showcase, and Wrestling with Altitude. And then I have this list of other podcasts that I think people should be listening to listen to Wrestling Cheers, whether it be Let the Hate Flow Through You, Pod Van Dam, Super Fantastic Podcast, It's Evolution Baby, Haunted Home Video, Kick Out of Two, Wrestling Nerds Radio Network, which features the Indie Cast and This Makes No Sense, Center of the Universe, The Sobros Network, The Co-Host Wrestling Show, Spotlight Series, IWTV Guide, and At Odds with Wrestling. I don't know if other people on this network do that same kind of thing where it's they want you just to listen to their show and nobody else. I want you, if you have the time, listen to me and listen to a lot of my other friends. You can pick and choose because there's a lot of names that I mentioned, you know, on that list. You know, a lot of them aren't weekly, which is good, but a lot of good people there, whether it be the Spotlight Series. You know, I love what he's doing, and At Odds with Wrestling is another good one, and Pod Van Tiff. I mean, I don't want to forget some people, but you know, I want to mention my friends. Anyway, I'm gonna stop my rambling, and I'm going to wrap this little show up. For Hanging with Heavy, maybe I come back and do some interviews. I've thought about doing some stuff like that for this show, but you know, it's not something I'm gonna do a whole hell of a lot. This was me celebrating my 9th anniversary in podcasting and playing with my Rodecaster. So much going on here. And you know, if you're doing podcasting, I mean, I highly suggest it. It's a great piece of equipment, and continue to learn too. It's something that, you know, I've been doing for years, and I definitely don't know everything. There's things that I think that I was not necessarily doing the right way, but I was, you know, maybe I was, I don't know how do I put it. I should be going from point A to point B, but I was going from point A to point C to point B, if I got that right. But maybe there's like easier ways to do some things I was doing, to basically put it. So check out a lot of the people that I mentioned. Check out, continue to support the Trending Topics Network. You know, this is something that's going to be deleted off of Facebook, and it's going to be not on YouTube. So you can only find it right here on the Trending Topics Network podcast feed. Check out Wrestling Cheers and all my friends and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's going to be it for me. Thank you very much for listening, and stay heavy, I guess. Later. Heavy.